Belfast B89.
All the classics all the time. It's a Belfast 89 FM. And now, as promised, Jonathan Watsley from Wealth at Work joins us. Listen, we're going to end up like France, working forever and ever and ever, Jonathan.
Well, I think the interesting thing is that the French retirement age is of course lower than it is in the UK. But yeah, you're quite right that state pension age is going up, and people need to decide whether they're going to wait to state pension age before they retire, or whether they can build up enough of their private pensions to retire earlier.
One in three think they won't be able to retire at all. I mean, I know my father worked on, but he's the kind of guy would get bored if he didn't work.
Yeah, and I think this is the thing, is that there's an element of horses for courses here, in the sense that the age at which you retire probably depends a lot on your health, probably depends a lot on the type of job you do, but of course also depends on how much money you've got. And I think one of the things that the research that we've done here at Wealth at Work shows is that people are quite concerned that they're not going to have the level of pension that they would hope for, and so inevitably they will work longer. I mean, we were quite shocked to see the figures of 83% of people, and of course that is across all the age ranges of people that are working, but 83% of people thought that they probably would have to work longer. So I think that there is the general sentiment out there which says, you know, I'm not going to have a pension to be able to retire early. I think the days when people used to talk about, you know, retiring on big pensions early are long gone, and we're almost going to the other end of the spectrum now, where people will simply work longer.
Do you think people should dip into their pensions early? Is that a thing you would advise?
Well, ideally not, no. Again, the research showed that the 31% of people are considering or indeed intend to dip into their pensions early. So, of course, anyone who's aged 55 and over can do that. But it is quite surprising to see so many who are saying, well, look, you know, I am working, I have got a job, but actually I need to supplement that income with some income from my pension. And of course, that in itself is going to have a knock-on effect, because they will be depleting that pension pot. So it either means that they will indeed have to carry on working longer because they have a smaller pension pot, or they would just have to accept that they're going to have a lot less income when they do finally retire.
One thing that got me about this survey was that more than half of the people said they spoke to unqualified sources. So that's friends and family and mates. Not a good idea, is it?
No, I think this is one of the issues. I mean, pensions are quite complex. And in terms of how you take your pension, and of course, you know, a lot of people will have multiple pensions. The average person has something like 11 jobs in their working life. So, you know, you may have 11 pensions, and all those pensions will be different. So talking to a mate down the pub about that probably is going to miss the mark. And the pension rules and how you take pension income are such now that if you understand the rules and how they work, they're actually a very good thing. But if you don't really understand how they work, then often you can end up, for example, paying too much tax. So yeah, getting advice, proper advice from a professional rather than talking to your mate down the pub is probably a good thing to do.
What simple things, Jonathan, can you say that people should do to make sure they're prepared for retirement? What's a must?
Well, the key thing is understand how much money you have, and therefore how much income you're likely to generate in retirement. So, of course, get up-to-date statements from all your pension providers. Say, you know, you may have a number of them, so understand what those pensions are actually worth. But the other key thing is the state pension. So go to the government website and get your state pension forecast, because for a lot of people, the state pension may actually be the cornerstone of your retirement income. So it's really important to understand exactly what you are going to get. And of course, being able to understand both of those is important in terms of when you may decide you retire, because you can't, you know when your state pension is going to kick in, but in as long as you're over 55, when you want your private pension to kick in is largely down to you as an individual.
Why is the UK state pension so much smaller than that of other European countries?
Well, of course, the state pension has been sort of catching up somewhat because of the triple lock. So actually you've actually seen some reasonably good percentage rises in the state pension, albeit from a low base. So I think one of the questions going forward is, will that continue? And I think there's a lot of people out there that work in the industry that think that because of this whole debate about intergenerational fairness, you know, is it right that there is this triple lock on pensions, which basically means that the state pension is going up effectively more than earnings?
Excellent stuff. Sound advice there from Jonathan Watts-Leigh from Wealth at Work. Thanks for joining us this afternoon in Belfast 89 FM.
Great. Thanks, Justin.